Let's go again today in this meditation from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12 again. Go with the scriptures. I think I may have got them out of order and wish we've been having them out of order too long. Of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher. That's a chronological order. I think that's a spiritual order that they fall in to for the grace to harmonize as they should. I believe they're listed in importance in the spirit realm ranks. I believe that's why the apostleship is so important, that we understand that apostles are sent one. They're builders, they're pathfinders, they're pioneers, they're agent of change, and they see the whole picture. And they pass it on down through the prophet, on down the line to the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Now, we have been based on just a pastoral aspect of ministry for many years. I stood in the office of a pastor, believing that God was trying to get me to see some other thing, but it took me so many years I didn't see it. But I still believe that the anointing was working in my life. There's a relationship that should be in these five graces. I'm going to say it another way now. These five ascension gifts, these five fingers to the hand of God, or to the grace of God, or to have the hand of God upon our life, on our situation, on our ministries, and etc. So it's important we keep them in chronological order, because I believe it's the order that God put them in. Because if you go in Corinthians, you see he set some first, some second, some third. So his divine order. And it would be like the enemy to come in among our ranks and pull us out of divine order. Even though we labor, we love, we work by faith, we fight the darkness. But yet, if we don't have it like God wants us to have it, yet we labor in vain. A lot of prayer, a lot of scripture reading, a lot of gathering together in the house of God. But yet, the Bible said, let everything be done decently and in order. So this, I'm going to use another word now. This divine, supernatural, sovereign government is so important. The world want to look at us as the evangelical church, which we just evangelize. But no, we're more than that. There's a higher authority in the apostle and the prophet. Those are higher authorities that we speak to kings. We speak to world order from the mouth of God. We have the last word. In the Old Testament, you will see God sending the prophet to straighten out the king. Well, the body of Christ, you as a Christian, we have been neutralized to our little church service on Sunday morning, not really recognizing that we are the one who carry the word from the highest government that exists. So I just want you from Ephesians 4, 11, 12 to think about these factors, that we are the mouthpiece of God in the earth's realm, and we are God's spokesman. And as we get under these five ascension gift properly, get these gifts, get them moving in harmony properly, then the sand of harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything will begin to manifest. The atmosphere will change. The environment will change. And so remember, you are an atmosphere changer and you are an environment changer. And I'll see you on the next session.